Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, May 19th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Romania, where Parliament is set to pass a law banning foreign adoptions altogether. Bethany Christian Services Romanian Adoption Coordinator Tony Carter says while this would be a setback, it won't stop their Christian staff from sharing the love of Christ.
Bethany still has several social service projects and about 80 employees in Romania doing wonderful programs like recruiting and training foster homes, promoting domestic adoption, life skills programs for children who are aging out of the institutions.
Next, Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they're dedicated to freeing fetish slaves and stopping the practice in Ghana, West Africa. Many of the women hold secrets they're afraid to share, too humiliated to give them voice. But Rouster says their counselor, known as Bible Woman, discovered a little hug goes a long way.
That was saying to them, you like us, we're real people, we're worthwhile, we have worth in God's sight. So it really has been a great door opener, just a little thing like a hug.
And finally, a former witch doctor in Haiti has become a faithful witness for Christ. According to OMS International, Yon came to Christ around the first of the year. It only happened after he told his voodoo followers he wanted to learn more about Christ by listening to 4VEH through a fixed-tune radio provided by OMS. Yon came to Christ while in the hospital recovering from his injuries. Since he's an influential man, missionaries in Haiti believe he'll be effective in leading his fellow Haitians to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.